The images are heart-wrenching. Syrian men, women, children fleeing the war and carnage in their homeland, desperately trying to get to any country which will welcome them and let them begin new, safe lives. It's the biggest refugee crisis since World War II. It's forced the White House to consider admitting more refugees to the United States. Secretary of State John Kerry recently pledged the U.S. will accept 100,000 refugees a year by 2017, up from the current 70,000 a year. Many of those refugees could head to Michigan, especially the Detroit area, which has one of the largest Arab communities outside the Arab world. Dr. Haifa Fakhouri is president and CEO of the Arab American and Chaldean Council. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Very good to have you with us. The ACC, Haifa, is already working with thousands of refugees. Tell us how you're helping them.
We are a human service agency. We have basically social services. We have behavioral health programs. We have primary care clinics. We have youth centers. We have senior citizen services. We provide all kinds of services from behavioral to primary care to employment and training, to counseling, to adjustment, finding homes, trying to help the newcomers settle in a peaceful environment.
Haifa, we have seen these incredible images of Syrian refugees trying to get out and find a new life. Are we seeing Syrians make their way to Michigan now?
Yes, we are. We have seen already in the last few months about 5,000 families. Many of them are professionals, skilled workers, and the council was able to serve them, to find them jobs, to settle them actually in Oakland or Wayne or Macomb County, and trying to adjust their status and to provide them with the basic needs, basically, that new immigrants coming to this country.
What kind of stories are you hearing?
Horrible stories. Many of them fled the country. They were forced to leave their country. They had no choice. Neighboring countries had enough number of refugees. For example, Jordan took more than 1.6 million. And Lebanon has about 2 million. Turkey has many. So there are approximately around 4 million out of Syria right now, refugees, whether in Europe or the Middle East or different parts of the world. They are coming in large numbers, and very, very, very sad stories with women and children. And you saw some of the stories on TV, the miserable condition of the way they are living in Europe and the way they were forced out of Turkey. It's a human disaster.
So when they come to, especially the Detroit area, where there is a good base already of an Arab community, it has to be unbelievable to them to be able to live peaceably in a home, in a neighborhood, and not worry about war crashing through the front door.
Exactly. And we have the infrastructure in place to accommodate them and to help them. They are familiar with the culture, familiar with the language, and they have people who they relate to are welcoming them and trying to help them out with their miserable conditions.
Now, Haifa, you have a really intriguing idea that as these new refugees come to Detroit from the Middle East, where do you think they should be settled?
Actually, ACC started a project on 7 Mile, where we have our headquarters in Detroit, on 7 Mile between Woodward and Jenner. ACC is engaged for the last 15, 18 almost years of our operation in economic revitalization project on 7 Mile. We established ACC Community Services Center. And when I say Community Services Center, we are serving everyone, whether Middle Eastern people, African American, Eastern European, Asian community. They come to our center seeking help in different, you know, shape or form. So ACC established a clinic. We established Community Employment and Training Center. We have Behavioral Health Clinic. We have Youth Center. We accommodate everybody coming to that area. This is as ACC phase one of our revitalization, economic revitalization. Second phase, we are trying to develop the commercial strip on 7 Mile to have a nice destination, and we called it North Town. We have Downtown, we have Midtown, and now we have North Town. And we want to develop the commercial strip to have specialty restaurants, cafe shops, different recreational activities. And the third phase is the housing project. We are working with Penrose Development, trying to accommodate refugees coming to this area. And what I have seen in Jordan, a Zaatari camp, that many of the Syrian refugees there, they turned that desert area basically to an oasis. Hmm. They have shops, they build new homes, they have urban farming. They did a fantastic job. I think we can duplicate the same model on 7 Mile. So if we are ready to build homes whether single homes or duplex within walking distance to the service area, I think we can turn that area around. We have already nice development. We have Myers. We have different shops are right now going on 7 Mile and 8 Mile. So we can turn the whole area around. It's a beautiful area. We have Palmer Park across from Woodward. That area is doable. We add to the population of the city of Detroit, and we add also to the economy of Detroit. People will contribute, and they will pay taxes. They will populate the area. It's a great, great project for us to accommodate the refugee, and we are looking at least 5,000 families to be living around that area.
It's clear that the Metro Detroit area really isn't an easy place to master, is it? I mean, things are spread out. Public transportation is nowhere near what it should be. And I'm wondering what agencies like the ACC can do to help ease that transition for newcomers.
ACC is equipped to help refugees with transportation. If we are to house them on 7 Mile, we have a good public transit system on Woodward, considering also the transit system that it's going to reach up to 8 Mile. Buses are available, transportation, public transportation are available, plus ACC Special Committee will accommodate their transportation, whether they are going to seek employment or to look for other, you know, services they need. ACC will be able to accommodate their transportation.
Do you find as people, newcomers, make their way into Detroit, so they've gotten out of, let's say, a tremendously challenging situation in the Middle East, and now they're in Detroit, is it a tough transition for people?
Just like any new immigrants, they will find difficulty adjusting, but there are agencies like us who will make their stay or transition as peaceful as possible. People came before them, they faced hardship. I think the newcomers will be taken care of by established agencies and organizations who are willing to help.
What do you most want the people in Michigan to understand about these men, women, and children who are now trying to make their way here from Syria?
To be passionate about it, to help people, to welcome immigrants. We are a great country, the leading country in the world. We are helping many people from different walks of life, and we welcome them with open arms. And they are going to be an economic asset.
How can people who have been moved by the images that we've seen of the refugee crisis, how can we best help?
First, people can possibly donate. People can contribute to, we are establishing a warehouse, furniture, and other commodities that can help with the refugee to settle here. They can adopt a refugee family, taking care of kids who are coming, their families, either they lost a mother or father or somebody from the family. They come alone. They need somebody to comfort them and to help them through the process to adjust and to live a nice, peaceful life.
Dr. Haifa Fulkhouri, President and CEO of the Arab American and Chaldean Council, the ACC. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.